Judy Waxman, thank you for coming in today, joining us.
So pleased to be here.
It was about a year ago that the center came out with a report card on the status of women's health care.
Yes.
The grade was unsatisfactory.
Correct.
Given that, what does the center view as the single most pressing issue facing the nation in terms of health care?
The center, I want to say, is called the National Women's Law Center, and we do primarily work on the concerns of women. But of course, women care about their families too, so we do care about health care for all Americans. Our report talked about how women have a unique relationship with the health care system. They are the ones who navigate the system for their families. They have employer-sponsored coverage, as men do, but they don't often get it through their own employer. They have more trouble getting it on their own. Mm-hmm. And women actually use more health care themselves. They have greater health care needs. They have greater expenses than men. So we, as an organization, looking at the health care system, really do believe we need to do major reform, that we should be looking at coverage for all, and coverage that is affordable, particularly because women need more and have more economic issues, and also, of course, that is comprehensive.
Well, let's start at the top, coverage for all. In the center's view, how do you get there? What's the best way?
We don't have a best way, really. A number of us have been through this exercise before, including yourselves, and I think we want to get there. We think this is the second shot for many of us, although, of course, the country's gone through this many more times than just two.
And so, you're referring to the Clinton reform plan in the early 90s.
I'm referring to, right, the last time Congress and the administration tackled this in a major way, the problem of health care coverage for all. So that there are a number of ways we could get there. But interestingly, we did a poll recently this summer on what women want, and over 80% say a new administration and Congress must tackle this issue as a priority.
But there is often a gap between what the electorate says it wants, what it's willing to support, and then what a new president is willing to do. You've been in Washington for a very long time.
Yes.
You know how challenging it could be. As
yes.
you said, you lived through the early 90s during the Clinton effort. What's the realistic opportunity for some kind of change in a new administration, whether it be McCain or Obama?
I'm very hopeful. What can I say? I'm very hopeful. I think the American public, as evidenced by our poll, really does want this as a top priority. And as you say, it is a complicated situation. There are many challenges to face. But it really is a growing crisis, particularly for women who, you may not know, actually go much more often without prescription drugs, for example, because they can't afford it, have higher medical debt because they can't afford it. There is a real affordability gap that we are hearing more and more about. Comprehensive coverage, the reason we say that is because if the coverage is inadequate, if it doesn't cover a woman through her childhood and adolescence to help her be strong and healthy, through her reproductive health years and covering a whole range of reproductive health as well as other health care and helps her age well, the society is really at risk. And so we do really think now is the time to take a look at those issues.
And you said a moment or two ago that there are a number of different ways to get to the goals that the center supports.
Absolutely.
What, in the center's view, should be on the table? Let's put it that way. What kind of ideas should be on the table?
We are part of a large coalition you may have heard about. Mm-hmm. The Healthcare for America Now Coalition. Mm-hmm. And so together with all sorts of other consumer and provider organizations, we have a number of principles. And among them are coverage for all and the other issues I have already mentioned. Mm-hmm. We feel that it has to start big and that it has to be something that can actually get everyone coverage. Now, we also are not naive and think that if everybody has health coverage, that means they're going to have health care. There are so many other issues, infrastructure, quality, so forth, that we need, of course, to tackle also. But we really think that we don't want to prescribe from the get-go. It must actually be this way. Except, I think, to the degree that we do think a lot of people like what they already have, mm-hmm. and that it should build on our current system. We do not think we want to throw baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. Building on our current system now of employer coverage, filling those gaps, as I mentioned, for women, they don't necessarily get coverage through their own plan. A lot of them work part-time. Mm-hmm. And the public programs, which serve a lot of women, actually more women than men, can be strengthened to bring in more men, more children, and fill in all the gaps.
But by saying build on the system we currently have, do you include in that the efforts of the private sector? That is, employers still providing insurance to their workers?
Yes, I think that is what I'm talking about. I'm saying the system is so complex and in many ways entrenched. Mm-hmm. And happily, the majority of us do have some coverage. Obviously, there are way too many people without coverage as well. But we think that building on the system we have now, yes, including employers in the mix exactly as they are now, maybe yes, maybe no. But including employers in the mix, government in the mix, individuals in the mix, filling in all the holes of what we have, letting people keep what they currently have, but making it a strong system really is the way to go.
You used a word before, big, that we should do it big. There have been other people who've sat in that chair for these interviews who say, not big and bold, small incremental steps, because that's more politically realistic. So why do you fall on the big side and not the small incremental side?
I think the problems are too big to start small and incremental. Obviously, we have loved some of the steps that have helped some people along the way. But this is a uniquely American problem, and it is something that Americans can solve with political will, which I believe is building. We can tackle it. We don't have to do a tiny piece and then wait another 15 years for another tiny piece. All Americans really need access to comprehensive, affordable health care. And it's time we really tackled the problem head on.
At the moment as we're speaking, which is in September, the economy is very volatile. Some people would say we're in a recession. How do you think that limits the options of the new administration policymakers in terms of approaching something big with healthcare reform?
Healthcare reform has many challenges. Obviously, economics is one of them. But healthcare is an economic issue. Women can't afford to get their prescription drugs. They can't afford to go to the doctor. They go without care because of economics. They are in medical debt because they did go when they did not have appropriate coverage. They're totally intertwined. And obviously, we have many economic problems to solve, but solving health care would be an economic boon as well.
I have a final question, and one I can't really ignore having you here with me from the National Women's Law Center, and that is reproductive rights, an issue unique to women.
Yes.
Legal issues, economic issues, coverage issues. How do all of those play out in the next couple of years with a new administration and a new Congress? What do you want to see?
As far as health care reform goes, we really would like to see comprehensive health care throughout a woman's lifespan. And I have mentioned that. But I think that is how we see reproductive health services, as something that a woman needs to have different kinds at different stages of her life, and that the comprehensive health plan should help her be able to do that, because it is important for her health and for her family's health. And that's what we would like to see.
Okay. Thank you very much, Judy Waxman,
okay.
The National Women's Law Center.
Enjoyed
Appreciate it.
It.